This summer, much attention has been focused on massive wildfires in the West, but northeastern states are also suffering drought conditions that have sparked hundreds of small forest fires. In northern New York, 4 to 5 new fires are popping up each day, many triggered by lightning and by campfires. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, crews are bracing for more long, dry days.
Mid-afternoon, a rare summer shower moves through the Adirondack Mountains, and for the first time in weeks, rain dapples the leaves. But below, on the ground, the thick carpet of twigs and pine needles feels dry as paper. With 25 years on the job, New York Forest Ranger Greg George says he's never experienced fire conditions more treacherous.
Things are as dry as people have seen them around here. You've got wells drying up, and you can look on some of these upper ridges on the mountains where the soils are shallow. You can see the trees wilting right now.
Fire experts across New England expect things to get worse. With the end of summer, leaves dry out and drop. That makes more fuel and opens the forest floor to sunlight. Rangers here are scrambling to contain dozens of small blazes before they explode, like some of the massive wildfires out west. Where possible, they're using heavy bulldozers and helicopters, but many crews still use small hand axes called Pulaskis to root out deep pockets of ground fire. Greg George says it's tough, nasty work.
So you got 1 foot in the black and you're beating the flames, you got the heat and smoke right in your face. You're moving fairly fast if you got a crew and you're digging hand line with Pulaskis, sticking your hand in and getting it heated up pretty good to get those embers out.
Yeah, I should have some equipment here to send back.
State officials say this is the biggest fire mobilization in New York history. They've called in help from the U.S. military and borrowed crews from neighboring states. At the Regional Command Center in Indian Lake, Forest Ranger Brian DeBay walks through a busy briefing room.
This is where you can go and just at a glance get this whole situation.
The situation, in a word, is hectic. After 2 weeks of solid action, you can hear the fatigue in DeBay's voice. As incident commander for Northern New York, he's directing fire crews over an area the size of Vermont. Every inch of wall space is papered with maps and battle plans. On this afternoon, his teams are chasing more than 25 blazes. One fire has burnt 100 acres on Huckleberry Mountain, a rugged stretch of forest in the nearby town of Johnsburg.
These contour lines, you can see the steepness of the terrain the fire is getting into. We have several layers of bulldozer lines, and there's also a creek that runs between any kind of buildings and the fire.
The creek, shown on DeBay's map, bubbles through a rural neighborhood. Houses and hunting camps are scattered along rutted, winding lanes. A cloud of smoke coils from Huckleberry Mountain as an army helicopter swings overhead, slinging a huge bucket of water. Johnsburg resident Chuck Altman sits at his kitchen table. He's in his 70s and holds his small bulldog in his lap. Altman watches nervously out the window as the helicopter shuttles over the slope a quarter mile away. He's been told the blaze is contained, but says he's still anxious.
You can see it. It's right up tight to the wood line. If it come down any faster, it would everything went. Because all these fields out here are just as dry as a bone.
Forecasts call for drought conditions to continue into the winter. State officials have banned open burning. They've also canceled a plan to send fire crews out west to help with wildfires in Oregon and Wyoming. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann on Huckleberry Mountain in northern New York.